pretend that I'm missing the lips I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
All My Loving by the Beatles.
So Mason got a new haircut.
I got a haircut.
And we've decided that I should style it from now on because it looks better.
It looks really good down.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Hey, we're not
I think people should call in and comment on how nice Mason's hair looks down.
That's right. We're talking to you three.
You three that's listening.
You lucky three people.
So just call in at 310-510-7469.
Even if you've never seen Mason's hair.
Yeah.
Just up or down.
I like mine up.
Well, it looks better down.
No.
Yes. So, we're going to go to our next song.
Yep, next song. Our next song is one of my favorite songs called Dear Prudence, which is from the Beatles' White Album.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the best.
The best.
The best. Yeah, it's my favorite.
Mine too. Oh.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
No way.
Yes way.
Okay,
I was just
about to
take my headphones off.
Who's this? Oh, would you like to be on air? Okay, you're gonna hear a beep, but hold on. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Trent.
Okay, guys, this is my cousin Trenton.
Hello, Trenton.
Hey, Trenton.
Hello.
So you had a comment about my hair? Do you like it the way it is?
I like it the way it is.
See, that's one for Mason and zero for
Alex.
I
feel like
Jordan.
This is somewhat biased.
No, it's not biased.
Cousins don't count. They're related to you.
So?
Trent has a really good point.
Yes, he does. Yeah. So let's see.
Oh, don't
Jordan.
Tally. Okay.
Oh, we're going to tally this.
Alex.
Okay.
Against Mason Masaton. 1 point for me. Why, thank you, Trenton, for listening. You're one of the three people that's listening.
You're so popular.
We are.
Are you with Grandma?
Actually, yes.
Grandma.
Today's my grandma's birthday.
No way.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Grandma. Okay, so...
So we're gonna go to our next song now.
The enthusiasm is booming. All right.
Okay, see you later, Trenton. Have a nice day.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay, now we're to Dear Prudence. Here we go.
birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the line of a dark black. This moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Is there?
And we're back. Okay, so over the break, oh, that last song was Blackbird.
I like whistling to it.
The White Album. So while we were sitting here talking, somebody texted Jordan. And said they liked my hair down.
Woo! Point for us!
So that's 1 point for Jordan and Alex and 5 for Mason.
No, and 1 for Mason. No cheating.
No, those are my 4 personalities.
No, you don't have 4 personalities.
As far as you know.
Your 4 personalities look really good with
in
hair.
In my
now.
Opinion, you have the personality of a shoe.
Okay.
Speaking of which.
Alex, what kind of personalities do your shoes have?
Well, right now, I have no shoes on.
Whoa.
So, what personality does your feet have?
My big toe actually is peeling at the moment.
That's very That's attractive.
Interesting.
That's weird.
That's, yeah.
Why?
The sun, probably.
So you just got burnt on, like, your big toe?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
off-putting.
Okay. Well, okay. Wait.
I actually have foot problems, but I didn't want to put it out in the air. But now it's on the air. And...
Oh. Wait. So, why is it just that one toe?
Right.
Okay.
I actually have
it's baffled the medical field for years.
I have a bruise on the bottom of my foot right now.
Really?
Oh, that's so gross. What's wrong with you?
I have scars from my bug bites
you
when I
disgusting.
Went to
Does that have
Spain.
Anything to do with your feet?
No.
Oh.
I'm wearing shoes. I'm wearing Converse right now, but...
Love Converse.
I hate Converse. I'm a Vans person.
Yeah, well, I also like Goodwill Hunting and you don't, so...
Vans are lame.
Okay, we're not gonna go over this again. Goodwill Hunting
is a good movie.
Was an okay movie. I just wouldn't prefer it.
I haven't seen it, so you guys can bicker all you want.
Mason gets a point.
Mm-mm.
No? What?
No point for Mason.
Why do you get a point?
I don't know.
All right.
Because I'm Mason.
So let's move on to the next song.
Okay. Fine, whatever. Gosh, let's do whatever you want to do.
Well.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that's kind of how it
song?
Works.
Okay. This next song is Girl by, you know, the Beatles, of course.
Ooh.
It's from their Rubber Soul album.
Speaking of shoes.
Yeah, speaking of shoes, Rubber Soles. Jordan, are you wearing shoes?
I am wearing my mom's sandals because they were downstairs and I want to go back upstairs to my room.
Oh, well, I'm wearing shoes with rubber soles.
Oh, well, my soles are rubber too.
You don't have a sole. Okay, oh, we're going to go
I'm
back
to my room.
Okay, let's go.
Me.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story all about the girl who came to stay? She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still, you don't regret a single day. A girl. Girl, girl. When I think of all the times I've tried so hard to leave her, she will turn to me and start to cry. And she promises the earth to me and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. Ah, girl. Girl, girl. She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there, you feel a fool. Say she's looking good, she acts as if it's understood, she's cool. Ooh, 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 girl. Girl, girl. Was she told when she was young that pain would lead to pleasure? Did she understand it when they said that a man must break his back to earn his day of leisure? Will she still believe it when he's dead? Oh, girl. Girl, girl.
And we're back.
You're listening to the
JJ Con Queso
E Alex show.
How's it going? So I just realized that today's the third, keeping with our theme of threes, and that there's three doors in here and three windows, three of us and three listeners.
Scary.
It's creepy.
Hey, and three is my lucky number.
Nobody cares.
That's irrelevant, Mason.
Why?
Because nobody cares.
I care.
Aww.
You could have easily just made that up to keep with the theme of threes, but...
I'm not making it up.
I think you are. I call shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of three, do you guys know that song that's like, three, it's a magic number?
Again, irrelevant. What are you doing?
Oh, no. No, it's not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
No.
Yes.
No, because I was just...
Schoolhouse Rock is a really great show, though.
That's what I was going to go into.
No, you weren't.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay. 3 times 10 is...
30.
That was a test. You passed.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Dick Dale.
So, for all of you who went to the concert last night...
You are awesome.
It was pretty interesting.
Yes, it was. He also did an interview on Kissel, K-I-S-L, which was on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday? Yep.
Yeah, he seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, he did when he was up there with his son, Jimmy.
Who was also very good.
Yes.
I liked his hair.
It was like a lion's mane.
It was luscious.
It was.
Like my old hair.
No.
Did you guys like my old hair?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I did like your hair.
Really?
Yes.
So
don't tally this one up. Don't.
No, that doesn't count. You can't count old hair, Mason.
Because your old hair would go down at times.
That's true.
You had no control over your old hair.
I had control. Okay. So
it was like a crazy
ex-girlfriend. We're still on this hair debate. So if you like my hair the way it is, up or down, just call in at 310-510-7469. Because I really want to win.
Well, you're not.
Thanks, Jordan.
You're welcome,
Mason. You
crushed
my dreams.
Aw, that's okay.
So back to the conversation of Dick Dale. He was great. Any other comments?
He was great.
He was great.
That's all I have to say.
It was really cool that they could, like, synchronize.
And, like, play guitar.
Yeah,
and
that was
sing
awesome.
And sit on
they
a stage.
Really
what was
like
your favorite
random,
song
like...
that he played?
Oh, their animal screeches.
Yeah, that was great.
The ladies went crazy.
The caca! Meow, meow. Meow. Okay. That sounded like an animal from, or a dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Interesting.
I love that movie.
Really?
No, just kidding. Ooh.
Mason's getting text messages.
No, I ran out of minutes, so it's like you had an incoming call or attempt to make a call, but your account has insufficient
That reminds
phones.
Me, what's the next song on the list?
Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Our next song is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Did you know that song, George Harrison, yeah, or Paul McCartney, one of them, swore that when they wrote that song...
John Lennon.
I guess it was in some magazine, the 100 Beatles, top Beatles songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, I think, Paul McCartney swearing that they had no idea it was LSD when they wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually about a girl who lived on John Lennon's street and had diamond earrings.
Okay.
Cool. Good backstory.
Hey, you know that ape lady, Lucy, that they found?
Look what you've done, Jordan. We could have been listening right to the song.
No, no. That's how they named her. Like, they went to go get a drink after they found her to celebrate, and that song was on, and they're like, we should name her Lucy. So they named her Lucy.
Lucy.
Benny and the Jets.
All right. Damn. Song.
Okay.
Let's listen to some music now.
That
Woo.
Was music.
Woo.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Thank you.
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. You drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
Okay, we have on the phone a guy from Kissel Radio Hour on, hello, are you there? Oh, I didn't press on. Oops.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hey, guys, it's, me from the Kissel Radio Hour.
Who's me?
Who's me?
You know, the guy they call the Freak Dog.
Oh,
right, Freak Dog.
The freak Dog.
Freak Dog.
What's up, guys?
How's freak Dog. Freak Dog.
Sounding Boogie. Good, so... I was going to tell this story about Mason's hair.
Wait, okay, do you like my hair the way it is, or the way Jordan likes
the way it? Okay, first I got to tell the story.
Okay, tell the story.
And then at the end of the story comes the true feelings about the pillow and the queso.
Okay.
So, the other day when we did the interview with Patty Boyd.
Patty Boyd's cool.
Yes, it was. And we took a picture of you and JJ with her?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I showed that picture to a friend of mine.
Her name?
We will call her Pita.
Pita?
Pita for this interview.
Like La Pita?
So...
Okay.
I showed her the picture... And I said, you know, this is two of the DJs from the radio station. And she said, oh, my gosh, he looks like Ricky Martin. And I said, excuse me?
Yeah, you know, he looked like Ricky Martin with the hair.
I'm like... recently out of the closet Latino pop star with a couple kids. And she said,
no, remember when you dressed like Ricky Martin for Halloween?
And I looked at her and I said, I was Ricky Ricardo. You know, for I Love Lucy.
And, oh, you know, Ricky, it's not the same.
You're breaking up a little.
Sweetie.
So.
Yeah, so.
She
I'm
liked
really
my,
glad.
She liked my hair the way
I like
it was.
Ricky Ricardo.
Sorry?
Did she like my hair the way it was in that picture?
Oh, wow, look at the time. Yeah, I got it. You know what? It looks nice short. I liked it when it was long. It looks nice short. But I think maybe if you kind of put like a little Dapper Dan in your hair, you know, just kind of give it a little...
Okay.
Are you a pomade man?
Okay.
Dapper Dan man?
Okay. So, did you like my hair? Did she like my hair the way in that picture? Did she like it like that?
Did I like it like
no,
that?
No, did she? Pita.
She didn't really say.
Oh,
other
gosh.
Than the fact that she thought you looked like Ricky Martin.
Okay, whatever.
I'd say that's a no and that's a vote for us.
Okay. What about you, Dad? Hello? I mean, hello?
Oh my gosh, this is like... Full disclosure radio day. I got it. Okay. I think I like it when you put some of the stuff in it last night.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 3-4 Jordan and Alex and 2 for Mason.
Yeah.
Because Mason's grandpa called in.
Yeah. Cause...
And voted for him.
Yeah.
See, so it doesn't really matter whether the family members are calling in or not because we all have
Different opinions.
Apparently.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
No.
Whatevs.
I'm not giving you Coke.
How about a cup of coffee?
Maybe someday.
Okay, so...
So, it was great talking to you again. Thanks
Thank
for being an
much.
Avid listener.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. You need to keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We're all... Okay. All the DJs and the other dudes are really excited that you're on the air. We're really happy to have you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right, away with myself.
Okay. Have a nice afternoon.
Thank you, too.
All right, okay, bye. Stay out of the sun.
Stay out of the sun,
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You actually remind me more of Lucille Ball than Ricky Ricardo.
Really?
Yeah. With the hair?
No, just with your overall attitude.
Are you unpopular?
Yes.
Do you poop out of parties?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
All right.
So, gosh dang it.
Woo, we're winning. Are we really going to start that again?
It's that time. This is my victory hand fart, Mason. Don't ruin it. What you going to do with all... Okay, never mind. The next song is... The screen either.
Okay, the next song is Brain Fart. It's Obla Di Obla Da.
From the White Album.
No.
Yes.
Disc one.
Yeah, it's from the White
Album. Yeah, it's from the White Album.
And guess who it's by?
The Beatles!
Lucille Ball.
Yes, Lucille Ball. Oh, do you guys want to play the song?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... Here we go. Okay, I'm gonna play it now.
Taste him by the
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles.
I wonder if they're really that lonely.
Why are they lonely?
I don't know. Mason, are you a lonely person?
Just look at all the lonely people. Do we have that song on our list?
Oh, yes, yeah.
We do.
Yeah. It's a...
Eleanor Rigby?
Yeah. It's a, yes. It's a... What number is it? I don't see it.
Should be there.
Nope. Not there. Oh, well.
Wow. You can add it. Thank you, too.
Okay. Well, I'll add it later. Okay, so...
So, we some cops just walked by.
Oh, yeah, some
And I was cops. Making an observation. We have L.A. County sheriffs and L.A. County fire departments, but we're part of Long Beach Unified School District.
Shouldn't we be part of the L.A. School District?
Or the Long Beach Fire Department and or... police officers?
And shouldn't we have a more ferocious-looking dog? Because that thing's adorable. That, the drug dog?
That is the cutest dog that... ever.
Does it look like a little, what's it called? I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's like a German Shepherd, isn't it? It looks like a...
At the airport.
It's just like one of those crazy little frenzied dogs that runs around and attacks little kids with happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness.
It's a warm gun. Do you have that one on there?
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's number 19.
Awesome.
Round number 10.
Well, maybe we should stop talking so much.
Why?
Because... Oh. How else are we going to get through the playlist?
I don't know.
What are you guys having for lunch?
I don't know.
I'm going to have chicken strips.
Oh, why not chicken nuggets?
What's wrong with chicken strips?
I actually prefer chicken strips.
Chicken strips are better.
I just want your take on chicken nuggets.
Greasy.
Not chicken all... nuggets, just, I don't know.
Okay, not They're all chicken small. Nuggets.
Right. I think it's part of growing up is moving from the nuggets to the strips.
Yeah, because you don't see like...
Well, what do they have for adults?
20-year-old people going and ordering chicken adults. Nuggets.
My mom ordered chicken nuggets.
Really?
That's cool, though. That's just like revisiting your childhood, like watching an old nuggets. Childhood TV show that you used to love or something.
Yeah. Alex, what was your favorite childhood TV show?
I don't know. Give me a second, you two. Think of something.
Okay.
Because I had a lot.
My favorite one was Invader Zim.
Ooh.
Mine would probably have to be Cat Dog.
That
was like the weirdest show ever, but it was awesome.
Ah, Nickelodeon, yeah. Great.
My mom wouldn't let us watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
I think it's because there was one episode where like they turned each other inside out, and that kind of creeped her out a little bit.
But yeah, that's a little too much for...
I wouldn't blame her.
A little too much for kids. Mine was, I really liked Sex and the City.
How old were you?
7 through 17, I liked.
Oh,
are you 17?
What?
Awkward. Obviously. Silence.
Wow. I didn't pay
Watch
you
Sex
for...
and the City and tell me it's not a great show. See? Silence.
Neither
of you have seen it.
I am speechless, that's why, because I can't think of anything to say.
All right.
So that's why we go to our next song. You know, you guys are weird.
You're weird.
Called Sexy Sadie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, so I'll just play it now.
It don't look different, but...
Thank you. say that she's the latest and the greatest of them all.
You're listening to JJ Conqueso.
E-Alex.
Hey.
Hey there.
Yeah. Okay, so we have
you
a caller.
Hey for Alex.
Okay.
Hey me.
Whatebs. Okay. We have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Chachi.
Hi, Chachi.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Hi, Alex.
Hey there.
So
hi, Chachi.
Okay.
So I wanted to call in and place my vote about Mason's hair.
All right.
Okay.
I like it just the way it is.
Oh, why, thank you, Chachi.
Barf.
Chachi, your voice doesn't count, or your vote doesn't count.
Chachi, okay, we don't even know who you are.
Chachi's vote counts.
You're clearly hiding your identity to place a vote for his hair.
You know, you're probably like some old caller. You've already called. You just want to...
Yeah.
Chachi likes hair. Chachi likes hair a lot.
No, I've been trying to call in for the last half hour.
Something yeah, didn't... Mason left the phone line on so we couldn't get calls.
Oh, yeah, so...
Winning.
Yep, I'm winning by three.
You got a boyfriend, Chachi?
Chachi doesn't have a boyfriend, Alex.
Does Chachi like Sex in the City?
Oh... Oh my goodness.
Why doesn't anyone like that show? What's wrong with you people?
I've been watching it like a dingo watches a baby.
Oh, so you have been watching it?
No, I haven't.
No, I've seen Mason. Like, I'll walk by his house and I'll hear him, like, singing along to the beginning song.
To creepy. The beginning instrumental song.
I don't know the beginning song. Hey, Chachi, are you still there?
Chachi is still here.
Where are you at, Chachi?
As of right now, I am standing in my living room.
And where's that at?
Okay, now you just sound like a stalker.
Yeah, that's really weird. I can't give out that information.
I know where you sleep at night.
But it's true.
I don't know who you are.
All right, so.
Okay, we're going to have to say goodbye to you, Chachi.
All right, I placed my vote. Mason's in the lead.
All right.
Thanks, Chachi.
I think we're tied.
No, we're tied. We just need one more person.
We need more people to call.
So, yeah, so call back with a different name.
310-510-7469.
All right, I'll have someone call in.
Okay, all good. Right. Okay.
And vote for Alex and Jordan.
No, don't.
Hair down.
Okay. Because it looks
bye, Chachi.
Now.
And no biased
bye,
votes.
Alex.
That's not cool.
She said bye to you, Alex.
Oh, bye, Chachi.
Bye, Chachi.
Bye, Chachi.
Let's get together sometime. Or not.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yay, Mason turned it off.
Yay, I turned it off right. Yay. Okay, so we're going to go on to our next song.
Which is?
Strawberry Fields Forever.
That's... Do, 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 do.
Do they have a Help album?
They do indeed.
They do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Mason. You just lost awesome points.
Have you seen the Help movie, Mason?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's where the album's from.
Ooh.
That was in that movie?
Are you kidding me?
I don't remember it.
All
I
right.
haven't seen the
Anyways,
movie in a while.
Next song.
Okay.
Wait, no. Strawberry Fields Forever is not on the Help album.
Let me take you down. Strawberry fields
bad as I think, it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her gone.
Gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right, and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
You're listening to 88.7
KISL
Avalon. And you're listening to the JJ Conquesso Show.
E. Alex.
Yeah, hey. So before Mason cut me out, I was saying how Strawberry Fields Forever is not on the Help album, but he couldn't take defeat. So
I didn't take defeat. And then one of the hosts here, his name is Buster. Hey, Buster. Thanks for listening. I don't know what show he does, but it was pretty awesome. This morning he did, I think it was called Breakfast with the Beatles. Did you guys listen to that?
I guess no.
Yes.
I didn't listen.
Yeah, I didn't, but Alex did.
Yeah,
woo! I did. And he voted for my hair. So he said, yeah, hey. He said yes on my hair. So that's 4 for me and 3 for Jordan and Alex. And so this next song that we're going to be playing is called Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Chachi called back in.
Chachi.
Hey, Chachi. She's with her friend Jacob. Shout out to him.
Okay,
yeah.
Jealous.
Oh, somebody's jealous. Anyways, this song is for
the benefit of Mr. Kite.
Yes.
And Chachi
and Jacob and Karina and Justin Berigian.
Where did they come from?
Oh, I think Armenia.
I mean, like, where did they come into this?
Oh, where are they? Oh,
recommendation.
Chachi called in and was like, "Hey, I want to play this song for them, but I didn't see it." And then she was just like, "Benefit for Mr. Kite." So, yeah, this one's for Justin and Karina, which happened to be my aunt and uncle.
Fun.
All my family members love me. They call in.
Really? I don't think my family members have listened to a single show.
Well,
my parents
don't
know where I am.
I guess. So currently now we have a... How many people listening?
I think the last time I checked, it was 5.
5.
And Buster does a show called Weekend Kickoff on Friday from 6 to 9. Right,
Buster.
Before Freak Dog goes on.
Bad taste in Mason's hairstyles, but really good taste in music. So yeah. Listen to Buster.
Whatebs. Okay, so we're just going to go on to the next song. That's all I have to say about it. All
right.
Benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Bank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill. Thank you.
Dunskies. Okay, so we just had a couple other people call in. We had a Jacob Shapiro. He comes to the island often.
Often.
Yeah, so he called in, and he voted for a yes for my hair. Woo! So that's 5-4. And then my Aunt Angelina called in, and she voted a no for my hair. So yes. Thanks a lot, Angelina.
Woo-hoo! I guess
we love you.
We do.
No. We do. No. You're my new best friend. No.
Yep. So,
so we had a caller, Mason, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. We did have a caller, but she was on line 2, and we couldn't hold her, and she was supposed to... Oh, here she is right now. Hold on a second. Hello. Okay, you're going to hear a beep. Just hold on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, everybody, this is Angelina.
Hi, Angelina.
Hi.
This is the aunt who voted against my hair.
Woo!
Yes.
Well, if he would style it, I wouldn't have voted against it.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, we are not alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay, so...
What's your opinion on Sex in the City?
Oh, yes. I need some support here.
What?
Sex in the City. What do you think about it?
What do I think about what?
Sex in the City. The TV show?
I've never seen it.
This is outrageous.
Oh, poor Alex.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Okay. Is that Karina in the background?
Yeah. Your Romanian aunt.
Armenian.
Your Armenian aunt wants to talk to you.
Hello.
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 It's your Aunt Karina from Armenia.
Hey, Aunt Karina. Who are you?
I am not the liking of Sex in the City, no.
I am going to quit this program.
Aww.
Do it. And watch Sex in the City by myself in my room.
It's not nice. It's too sexual, yes.
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 Yes, too sexual.
It's not nice. I am not liking of the floozies.
That's the difference between you and I.
I am thinking that your hair is the nice.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you. I think that was directed towards me.
I would style the hairs.
So is it a yes and a no?
I think it's a yes to
is
my hair.
Is it a yes for when it's parted
no
to the
Mason's
side
hair.
Or brought down the middle?
I am not knowing. You have to post pictures on the book face.
There are pictures.
Is there pictures? Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'll get with the technology.
Okay.
I'll check it out for nice. You like meat, Mason?
Yes. Yes, I like the meat.
You like meat stew?
Yes.
I'm going to make you the cabbage for the meat stew and choose a picture, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. By my Armenian aunt. Okay, they're gone. Okay, just to let you know, my aunt's not really Armenian.
Oh, shocker.
Her husband is, I think.
Oh, well.
That's what he said, but I don't know if he was telling the truth or not.
So then we can't really trust whether or not she actually likes Sex in the City.
No, she doesn't like... No, she doesn't like Sex in the City.
I am still...
She doesn't like Sex in the City.
Alex... We're sorry, but, you know,
Alex,
you're kind of
done.
A loner here.
It's done. So, we're just going to go on to our next song. I want to choose the next song. Can I choose the next song?
No. Yes, I don't care.
Okay. This next song is my favorite song. It's called Lady Madonna. But it's from an album called Love. Where they mix songs together.
Where they jacked up Beatles songs.
They didn't jack up Beatles. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. We have a caller.
We're Oops. Popular today.
KSL. Oh, Chachi, we're on air right now. Call back later. Okay, bye. Chachi is stalking Alex.
Ooh.
And I am okay with that.
Okay, so we're just going to go on our next song called Lady Madonna. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready?
I guess.
Okay, here we go. And we're back.
And you didn't listen to me.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Nope.
Oh, we're going to play the next song?
Yes.
Well, I had to pause it and then go, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh, but this person wanted a shout out.
All right, who's shouting out?
Okay, it's Chachi's friend, Jacob.
Chachi.
He wanted to listen to Eleanor Rigby.
All right.
Yeah.
Shout out for Jacob from Chachi.
Yeah. So, here we go.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lovely people. Ah, look at all the lovely people.
song. Get up and dance to a song that was a hit.